This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, more phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. And the Cleveland Browns, they were trending in the right direction. Then they ran into the Pittsburgh Steelers. They had supposedly turned the corner. They had won four in a row. They had scored a total of 150 points. That's the most points they had scored in a four-game span since 1968. But yesterday they lost by 31 to the Steelers. So they faced two good teams, and I consider the Steelers a good team. They faced the Ravens and Steelers. They lost 38-6 to Baltimore, 38-7 to Pittsburgh. So it's obviously an issue there that, you know, you're facing, these are two elite teams, these are two really good defensive teams. And before we sign off and say the Browns have figured this out, they got a lot of work to do. You know, in the previous week against the Eagles, the Steelers allowed 10 third down conversions in 14 tries. And two of those turned into touchdowns. But Cleveland was 1 of 12 on third down yesterday. 0 for 3 on fourth down. And the two interceptions of Baker Mayfield were on third down plays. Cleveland's still a work in progress. I do think they're a playoff team. But trying to figure out who they are while you're playing games is really difficult to do. When you have the offseason, when you have workouts, when everybody gets together, you got a new head coach there, and you're trying to figure out, how do I use all of these weapons here? Cleveland is going to be either really good and really bad, it feels like, the entire year. So what happened against Pittsburgh yesterday? I'm not surprised, because I think Pittsburgh is better than what people think. I think people are sleeping on Pittsburgh. They have skill position. Chase Claypool looks like he's the real deal. I don't need to have Juju Smith-Schuster be the number one guy. I've got a couple of running backs there. That defense is really good, although they lost Devin Bush. It comes down to Ben Roethlisberger. Ben normally doesn't stay healthy an entire season. If he does, this is a team that could actually compete to go to the Super Bowl, in my opinion. Yeah, Paulie.
Going back to the Browns, like Baker Mayfield's stat this year, he's 60% passer, 1,000 yards in six games, 10 touchdowns and six interceptions. That's kind of below average. I mean, you know, nobody throws for 60 anymore. It's like 65 is the minimum.
But this is a guy who hasn't thrown for over 250 yards in a game this year. You know, it just feels like it's the same old Cleveland Browns. Baker Mayfield's 1-5 against premier teams in his division. So Baltimore and Pittsburgh. The average margin in those defeats, those five losses, is 19 points. He was getting banged up in that game. But, you know, the Browns are 4-2, and they're a wild card contender, in my opinion. But I feel like there's still a work in progress, and that starts with Baker Mayfield being a work in progress. All right, the headlines, obviously, we have a World Series starting Tuesday, Rays and the Dodgers tonight, Chiefs-Bills, 5 Eastern on Fox, Cardinals-Cowboys, 8:15 on the mothership. Steelers-Titans-Seahawks, all undefeated, and Bama rolls Georgia, no surprise there. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow, with the Cowboys on display tonight with Andy Dalton. Dallas is averaging 36 points per game. You know, I feel like they're still going to be an explosive offensive team. Andy Dalton, is he going to be the difference tonight? Can he be the difference for this team? Because I still look, you know, Dallas will win. But if they win, they're probably going to have to put up 40 points. And in their two wins, they put up 40 and 37 and had to win on walk-off field goals. So there's no margin of error. The defense is getting healthier. And Arizona comes in. Arizona's favored, I believe, in this game by a couple of points. But Andy Dalton, now you have weapons. He's got more weapons than he had in his entire career in Cincinnati. And I do think Andy Dalton won't be why they lose the game. It'll probably be that defense. Yes, McLovin.
As the president and founding member of the Andy Dalton fan club.
The only member.
This is too much pressure on Dalton. It's like the worst situation. You're giving him all these weapons, CeeDee Lamb, and can we just lower these expectations?
Wait. You finally got what you wanted. Andy Dalton, a lot of weapons.
Well, I liked him with AJ Green and no expectations. I'm a little worried about
sounds like
him
a band name. AJ Green and no expectations.
And the no expectations.
Yeah.
Or just called no expectations.
Andy wins, I call him Andy, 70% of the time when AJ Green is healthy, but I don't know if they quite have AJ Green.
Andy is his name.
Yeah, but we're not really on first name basis.
Well, you're not going to call Mr. Dalton. You're older than he is.
Do you notice how some quarterbacks you call them by their first name and some you call them by their last name? Like if I said Prescott had a big game, you'd be like, huh?
Or we'll say somebody's first and last name. There's certain players where it's not just one name.
Is that something from SportsCenter where if the names are too short, you have to say both names or something?
No, I don't think so. I think everybody sort of had their own verbiage when it came to, you know, doing the highlights. Yeah, Paul.
I have a theory on this. If you have an original first name and you're a quarterback, we go by first name because it's easier. Like Dak Prescott, you could say Dak. But if his name was Joe Prescott, we wouldn't just say, you know, Joe's playing really well for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Like Baker Mayfield, there's no other Bakers in the league.
So a standalone name.
Right.
If he was a soccer player, then Dak and Baker would just go by Dak and
exactly.
Baker.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes, McLovin.
Josh Allen is both. You have to say both.
Well, even then, there's another Josh Allen, though.
And he's got two first names.
Yeah. Josh Allen. Allen Josh. Yes, Eden.
Two first names is a real curveball in there, yeah. Josh Allen.
Nick Foles, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers.
Kyler. Lamar Jackson.
You can say Kyler. You can say Lamar. We call him Mahomes. I don't know if we call him Patrick. It's like Mahomes. I think you go right to the last name. Yeah, McLean.
You can't call him Pat, remember?
No.
You get in trouble.
Yeah, Mom will get upset about that. Cam?
Yeah.
That didn't go well yesterday against Denver.
No.
With Cam.
Denver.
Yeah.
17 field goals
in
that game.
Patriots are 2-3. They're under 500 in October for the first time since 2002. What we would normally do today is we would say, I don't know about Cam. I don't know if this is going to work out. Or, hey, Tom Brady is winning that battle with Bill Belichick on who's more valuable here. I would advise you not to go down that road because this is going to be week to week. How about we wait till the end of October? Can we do that? Can we make a declaration that we're not going to make any declarative statements until after October? And then you want to jump in, you want to have a college declaration, you want to have pro, whatever it is, then we could do it. Because then I have a little bit more of a sample size. Like Big Ten football starts this weekend. Does the Pac-12 start this weekend as well?
Following week.
The following week, right?
Of course I do.
I know. There is absolutely, positively no buzz whatsoever when you think about that. Really, the whole college football season. There have been highs and lows, but even the matchup against Georgia, I watched it. It wasn't that exciting. I mean, that offense is, they got, a couple more first-round wide receivers there. I don't know how good that quarterback is with Alabama. If I had those wide receivers, McLovin.
That's going to be an interesting Heisman case because his numbers are going to be out of control.
I think it's Trevor Lawrence's. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to, career achievement, he's going to win the Heisman. Because he can't play, he's in the ACC. By the way, we talk about North Carolina and what happens, Florida State bites him. I watched a lot of that game because of Paulie's new boyfriend, the quarterback for North Carolina.
That is so North Carolina.
I know.
To Florida State.
And I'm going, the best quarterback on the field might be playing for Florida State right now, the way it was going.
Sam Howell can't play defense.
Yeah, I know. You're right, Paul. He can't. Oh, yes, John.
Pac-12 actually doesn't even start till November 7th. So it's a couple of weeks beyond what the Big Ten's doing.
Paulie, your best and worst of the weekend.
Big night of fights on Saturday night. Teofimo Lopez beat Vasily Lomachenko. Pretty good fight. Not a great fight. A little slow at the start, but Lopez is fantastic. He's 23 years old out of Brooklyn. But the really interesting guy to keep an eye on is this guy. He's 23 years old. He's a super middleweight, which I think is like 165 pounds. His name is Edgar Berlanga.
Wait, did you just become Max Kellerman now? You're going to be our boxing expert?
I watched 4 hours of boxing the other night, uninterrupted.
Paulie comes in and he starts talking about boxing. I go, oh, okay, I know what you did on
Saturday. I'd never heard of this guy, Edgar Berlanga, before, but he is 15 fights. He's 23-0.
Yeah.
He's never made it to the end of the first round. I should say his opponents have never made it to the end of the first round. Mm. So he's knocked out everybody, 15-0. I was thinking, if you're his cut man, how do you feel about taking that paycheck? Your client has never been to the end of the first round. You don't really get to do... If you're his corner man, you have never done anything yet. You prep him for the fight, and he's never been back in the corner. Edgar Berlanga.
Yeah, I'll remember that.
He's my guy.
Okay.
Met him on Saturday.
Is that it?
Also, best of weekend, SMU football coming back for the nice win over Tulane. SMU, I think, has Cincinnati left as they go on to run the table.
That was Friday night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that. Oh, Lubomir is a Lubomir. You can Lubomir, but Lubomir is joining us on loan from the Ukraine. Hey, Lubomir.
Good morning, Dan Patrick and the boys. Worst and best of the weekend, Vasyl Lomachenko losing to a very undiplomatic Teofimo Lopez. But at very least, he put Ukraine on the map like the Klitschko brothers did. And, he's doing it on the ring, and I'm doing it on the Dan Patrick Show. Thank you.
All right, Lubomir. Thank you. It's Lubomir, our correspondent from the Ukraine.
Tough week for Ukraine.
Yeah. Jeff in Detroit joining us. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Wow, how can I follow Lube, man? He's the dude.
The Lubinator.
I know, right? Best and worst of the weekend. My best is going to be the Detroit Lions victory. It kind of felt like a stay of execution. I mean, it was Jacksonville. We got to start beating the teams that we need to beat. That's in our division. The worst is going to be Jake from State Farm. Can we find that guy a shirt that fits? I mean, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, you're in a commercial with him. My goodness, dude, my girl will not let me change the channel when the game goes off because she's waiting on State Farm commercials. And I'm like, what's going on? Come to find out, this guy got a medium on talking about, yeah, I get your insurance rates, blah, blah, blah. And I have a question for you, Dan.
All right.
With the Battle of the Bays,
yeah.
10 minutes left, well, 9 minutes left, the score was like 10-38. And Aaron Rodgers to get sacked. When do you take him out of the game? Because the only thing that I can think about, and I hate Aaron Rodgers, but I don't want to see him get injured. And I know how him and Ndamukong Suh has that, they got history together. and he kind of fell backwards awkwardly. And the only thing I could think of is him getting injured at the worst possible time when the game was out of reach.
Yeah.
When do you take him out of the game?
Yeah, I don't know if that's one of those where his pride, he wants to stay in there to get something going. But I always wonder, at what point do you take somebody out? Ryan Fitzpatrick came out for Tua to be able to come in the final 2 minutes, but that was something completely different. You know, that defense with Tampa, that was the star. Tampa's defense, they went after Aaron Rodgers. And I thought that that was the biggest difference. You know, for all the talk about Brady, the strength of the Buccaneers is their running defense. They allow under 3 yards per carry. That's the lowest for any defense in the NFL. No teams rushed for 100 yards against Tampa Bay this year. And if you're able to, you can fire up stat of the day on that. That's pretty good.
Stat of the day,
yeah.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Stop. Yeah, and you're stopping the run, and Green Bay's got a good running attack, but, you know, they blitzed. They blitzed Aaron Rodgers. And I don't know if you see something like this happen tonight, because when New England and the Raiders faced Patrick Mahomes, and they were successful against him, they blitzed him on 8 of 81 drop-back passes. 8 of 81. And both of those defenses played well. And I thought New England, if Cam played, would have beaten Kansas City. Can Buffalo do the same thing? Is that the game plan against Patrick Mahomes? Whether you have the right personnel, is that what teams... quarterbacks will tell you they loved being blitzed. Loved. Now go back to Kurt Warner. He'd say, I'd love it because I knew somebody was open. I just had to find that person. And if you say that to a quarterback, you know, I know you're coming from this side. I got something open. But if everybody is back in coverage, not letting anything deep, just that little frustration level that you might have, you start forcing some things. Can Buffalo do that? That's what I'm curious. I was also wondering about this. You know, we're talking about with quarterbacks like Kyler, Dak, Cam, Ben. Feels like Ben Roethlisberger's in there.
It's usually Big Ben, though.
Yeah. Lamar. Did this start with Peyton? Was he the standalone quarterback that we called just by his first name? You knew who we were talking about.
Because in the 80s, it would have been Marino and those guys, right?
But we called him Marino, Elway, and Montana. We didn't call him John or Joe or Dan. It was, oh man, Marino threw for 48 touchdowns. Did you see what Elway did today against the Cleveland Browns? Montana again in the Super Bowl. Like that's sort of how we do. Johnny Unitas, Johnny U, might have been the first name standalone. I don't think Otto Graham, people were going Otto, but I don't know. I wasn't alive back then. But Johnny U might have been the first, and Joe Willie. Joe Willie Namath. Yeah, Paul.
I was just thinking Michael Jordan was so good, he made Michael his own. Probably the most common name in America.
Well, he was Mike Jordan.
Right.
And then he went into the NBA, became Michael Jordan.
But if you said it about sports, like, oh, do you see Michael's got an announcement today, you wouldn't confuse him with any other athlete. And that's the most probably common name in America.
Yeah, McLovin.
I don't know. If you were at a sports bar in the 40s and you said Otto, everyone knew who you were talking about. Otto. Sid.
I guess.
I'm just kidding.
Bellying up to the bar during Prohibition, and they're talking about Otto.
Otto threw 8 passes today. It was an aerial attack.
He completed 2.
He leads the league in
completions. He also played defensive back, and he punted as well. Like I think Otto Graham did everything.
Back then, everyone was named like Red and Bronco, and they didn't have normal names.
Yeah. But when you think Johnny Unitas, Johnny U, and Joe Willie, I don't know if there's another quarterback that stands out when I was growing. Like Bart Starr was just, he was always Bart Starr.
Yeah, too cool of a name not to say both of them.
Bob Greasy. Yeah, McLovin.
I think what Paul said is right. You need a unique first name like Dan Fouts or Joe Montana or John Elway. They're all very simple names.
Yeah.
Dak, Cam, Dakota.
Kyler. Yeah,
Brett Favre, no one.
Brett Favre. I think it was Favre. At least I remember that.
Mitch Trubisky, iconic.
No, I don't think so.
Iconic.
All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. It's 19 after the hour. This is The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
I saw the headline, and I went back to it without reading the article after seeing the headline again, and it still hasn't sunk in. Doc Emmerich is retiring from his broadcasting career. the voice of the NHL announced that he will retire. He's 74 years of age, and I hope he's in good health. I know he's had some eyesight issues and had the opportunity to be around him quite a bit at the Olympics, and it was just fun to be around him and just listen to him. He's one of those, you know, Al Michaels. Imagine this. You go to the Olympics. I got Doc Emmerich and I got Al Michaels. And I would go to dinner with Al Michaels quite a bit. I remember having lunch with Doc Emmerich one day. And you just sit there and listen. Like, if you're smart, you don't say anything. And the same with Al Michaels. Like, these are, I've been so fortunate to be around these voices, but to grow up with these voices. When you think, like, some of the landmark voices in sports. And I know we get into who's the best play-by-play voice. Al Michaels will tell you that Doc Emmerich is. Hockey is so difficult. It's complex. There's so many names. And to, you know, to be able to see this, and Doc having some eyesight issues. I know that when we were in the Olympics and he was doing water polo, and he had a hard time differentiating the number 3 and number 8 when somebody would have the number on their cap in water polo. But he made a game better, no matter what the game was. Because a lot of times, you know, when you're tuning in, you're going to have your best people do the best games. It's when the game is not a great game, but that voice is still there to accompany you. And that's something that he did. And he made non-hockey fans feel welcome when they listen to him. Like, the greatest compliment I can probably give him is he didn't talk down to you. He wanted to talk with you. And he wanted to let you know what was going on. And his vocabulary is second to none when it came to play-by-play. But, you know, we'll reach out to him and, you know, love to have him on. But, you know, earned his PhD and that nickname in broadcasting while at Bowling Green. You know, Doc Emery. Yeah, Paul.
A few years ago during the Olympics, someone on the Twitter was watching USA versus Canada, and they wrote down every word that Doc Emmerich used for pass. Like, lays the pass down, lays the puck down, flew, cleared, chopped. He used 70 different words in lieu of just pass because there's so many passes during a game. And it's fascinating because he does them spotlessly, and I think that's what's fascinating for a casual hockey fan is to hear Doc Emmerich do the sport so clean and almost never have a flub because it goes so fast.
And he's such a gentle man when you're around him. Like, he always looks for the good in his sport. And, you know, he's a deacon in the church, but he is a national treasure. Yes, he.
He once said, speaking of his vocabulary, he said something like, once I was watching a game and he's like, so-and-so shuttles the ball up to this guy who jimmies it over to the side. You're like, yeah. Oh my gosh.
And he did baseball. You know, he loved the Pirates. He got to do that. But it was always a treat to listen to him. But to be around him and call him a friend, far more rewarding. You know, it really was. But announcing that he's going to step down, and that's a big loss for the NHL and also NBC. All right, some more phone calls in here. Mo in Tennessee. Hi, Mo. What's on your mind today?
And a feel-good Monday morning to you there, Dan and company.
Thank you, Mo.
Look, I've got a best and worst for you, but I may have to change it because I don't know what's best or worst after Fritzy thought I was John Smoltz. But that was awesome. That was pretty good. But anyway, I'm going to give you the worst first because I want to end it on a good note.
Okay.
You win? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Worst was, you there?
Yes, Mo.
All right. Okay, thank you, Dan. The worst I've seen was a double dip from, once again, your former employer, the mothership, doing their Stetson Bennett IV. You got that, Paulie?
Yep.
Stetson Bennett IV. The DP show. Guess what they had them do? They taken off of you guys once again. They had the man read the scout report. Yes, they did.
Oh, well, that's okay, Mo. You know, I'm glad that the, and thanks for the phone call. I'm glad that, you know, I can still give back to the mothership. Yes, McLovin.
It's actually Stetson Bennett Jr. the fourth.
Yes. I did see it, and I go, oh, my gosh. Somebody's going to say, if they say that, they put a junior the fourth in there, that would have been great.
Stetson Von Bennett the fourth.
Junior the third. Sean, you brought this up during the commercial break, that Mike Vrabel may have intentionally taken a penalty to stop the clock on the Titans' comeback. Because I think during the broadcast, they thought that he may have made a mistake.
Right. I don't completely understand this level of football, right? But it's, I think it was second and one, and the Texans had the ball. And Mike Vrabel intentionally had his team get a penalty because statistically it was like the Texans are going to get this first down, so we might as well save the time on the clock. Mm-hmm. And that by getting that penalty, by having his team deliberately get a penalty, he saved the team, I don't know, a bunch of
40 seconds
on the clock or whatever, and that ended up being huge time for them.
Did he put a extra player out there so they had 12 men on the field and then the penalty was called?
Right.
I believe that's right. Vrabel's figured out how to use that clock, that game clock, better than Bill Belichick, John Harbaugh. Yeah. Yeah, they take a delay of game penalty, then they follow it up with an intentional false start penalty with 1 second remaining on the play clock, and that allowed the Titans to take 1 minute and 19 seconds off the clock between snaps to protect a late lead. Mike Vrabel. Let's see. Lee in New York. Hi, Lee. What do you have for me today?
Morning, Dan.
Hi, Lee.
First-time caller, long-time listener. Actually, I have three best of the weekends. Best, high-five Fritzy, Broncos beating the Patriots, even though Locke tried to give it away at the end with back-to-back interceptions. Secondly, I'm in a fantasy NASCAR pool. My driver, Kevin Harvick, came in second, keep me in the playoffs.
Woo.
Awesome. And third and best of all, Dodgers back in the World Series, being down 3-1. Awesome comeback. Keep it rolling, Dodge.
Wow. Dodgers are third there for Lee.
Fantasy NASCAR, Dan, don't sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. You're right. I should know my priorities here.
Harvick.
Yeah. Laura in Boston. Hi, Laura. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First time caller. 5'4", 114. Can I have two bests of the weekend?
Absolutely, Laura. Absolutely.
All right. My best is the Bears winning, and my best is the Packers losing. So I have a question about Nagy's play calling, and I'll hang up and let you
okay.
I'll listen to your answer. I just don't understand with him not, you know, calling, you know, the runs when he should call the runs, and I just don't understand it, and I listen to Chicago radio all the time because I'm from Chicago, and I still don't understand what the problem is. And are you one of the people that thinks that somebody else should do the play calling for?
You know what, Laura, and thanks for the phone call. I haven't delved into the Chicago Bears play calling yet, but I'll get to that this season. But I'm gonna hold off right now. I don't.
Deep dive. You want to be prepared.
Yeah, I don't want to go all in on Nagy, and then all of a sudden I realize I should be blaming somebody else. Yes, Billy.
I thought she was talking about the play-by-play and color commentators for the Bears. I thought she was critiquing them. Back in the day, Dick Butkus used to be one of the color commentators for the Bears, and he was such a homer. He, like, the Bears would have fun with, like, ah, Christ, what are we doing? The play-by-play man was trying to do the normal call. Like, fumble by the quarterback. Christ, what are we doing?
I would love to have the mothership or NFL Films, probably NFL Films, do a feature on the color analyst, the local color analyst on radio, because I think there's so much gold there. Now, it can drive you crazy if you're actually trying to figure out what's happening on the play, but I think that that would be awesome to be able to talk to these analysts and then have some of these calls where you hear them interrupt the play-by-play guy, because all they are is fans. And every town has one. You got that homer. It's just a question of how involved are they in the actual play-by-play. And if a game is on the line, and they'll just blurt out something as if they were at home watching the game with you. Yeah, Paul.
I was driving yesterday. And I was listening to one of the games. I won't give the team name out. But the color commentator.
Patriots?
But the color commentator and more so the play-by-play man for one of the teams was using a lot of we. He goes, you know, the defense, you know, we are dominating on both sides of the line of scrimmage. We are not going to be beat in the red zone. And I counted. It wasn't once. It was about 15 times he used we, the play-by-play man. It wasn't the color commentator who was a former player. You might be able to get away with we, but the play-by-play man was using we about his own team.
Yes, Seton.
But that's what as a fan of a team, that's exactly what I want to hear. If I'm listening to my home broadcast, I don't want to hear some dude going down the middle with it and being like objective. I want to hear my guy calling the game.
Yes, you know? McLovin.
Who's that guy? He's for an AFC West team. It's either the Chiefs or the Broncos who just goes berserk.
Well, Dave Lapham. He was the Bengals.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
And he would just interrupt. That, like, Google Dave Lapham. See if you could find that where you just all of a sudden just like, yo, you got his touchdown, yeah! And then you're going, I don't know what just happened here. Yeah.
Didn't the Colts broadcaster go nuts, too? I think, like, their radio guy, he would just go bonkers.
Well, it feels like, I mean, that's the local flavor that you get. I mean, that's why they're doing it.
I do like listening to Patriots broadcast, though, where you hear dudes like, get him! Get him! Go get him! Yeah, baby! You know, that, like, oh, my God,
Scott,
dude.
Scott Zolak.
Yeah. It's the best. Yeah. Get him!
Which could have been the game Paulie was listening to yesterday on the radio.
It wasn't. It was two big quarterbacks were playing in a duel. That's all I'll tell you.
Big quarterbacks were doing. So this was the national broadcast for Buccaneers and the Packers?
But I was listening to one of the local broadcasters on the radio.
Oh, okay.
And they were a lot of wee.
Yes, McLovin.
It's fine. I think you want your baseball guys to be calming, though. Like the home guys, like Vin Scully, and you don't want them.
Well, your voice is, but your color analyst is usually a former player who is acting like a former player.
In baseball, too, not quite as much, right?
Mike Shannon with the Cardinals was always like that. Hawk Harrelson was like that. I had Joe Nuxall and Marty Brenneman with the Cincinnati Reds, and Joe Nuxall was certainly like that. Bob Uecker? Yes, Todd.
Yeah, I'm with Seton. I want to feel like as if I'm sitting there in the booth. How would a fan react? As silly as that might sound at times, I want them to be pissed off when my team does something bad, just like I want to hear the jubilation when they get a touchdown and make a big play. It makes it so much more fun to listen to. You want the announcer to be angry when they make a stupid penalty.
The only thing I don't like is when the analyst gets in the way of the play-by-play. If you're listening on radio, you really need to hear what exactly is happening. And when you have that analyst who just blurts out something, you know, whether they're trying to sack the quarterback or they're running for a touchdown, and then he just yells out, you know, got it, yeah. And then you're going, what happened? What exactly happened there? Let me see. Esteban in California is back. Hi, Esteban.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, Danette. How you all doing?
We're great. What's on your mind today?
So I have an apology and a best of the weekend. But I think it's great that you have a platform in which people all over the country can call and have competitive banter. But that being said, I want to call out Al in Atlanta. He didn't give me an apology today. Dan, I was kind of confused about that. He called me out last Tuesday about his phrase, taking the Dodgers down. And that didn't end up happening. So I was kind of confused this morning. But anyway, my best of the weekend was Tampa Bay doing some good stuff so that my Raiders could make a really good game plan and take him down this weekend.
All right. Well, thank you, Esteban. Esteban, of course, has the bet that he has the Raiders winning at least 10 games this year. Yes, Paulie?
And the Raiders have the Buccaneers next weekend.
Yes, they do. They have Tampa Bay. If they can shut down Patrick Mahomes, they can shut down Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay should be leading with their defense. And that is a really good defense. It's just everything focuses on Tom Brady and the clicks you get when you talk about Tom Brady. The Tampa Bay defense is what's going to decide if they go to the playoffs or not. Because if they continue to be an elite defense, the offense doesn't have to do a whole lot. It's basically don't beat yourself. You've got skill position guys when they get healthy. Ronald Jones is, you know, seems to be a good running back, not great. You got Fournette in there as well. It basically is, Tom, you don't have to do a lot. Don't try to do too much. And hopefully that defense will carry you. I'm also looking at some other numbers here with the Cleveland Browns. You know, the offense, the Cleveland Browns put up 48 against the Cowboys. And they've been putting up, you know, they're averaging over 31 points per game. But, you know, Baker Mayfield has not thrown the ball down the field. He hasn't thrown for 250 yards in a single game this year. His average pass attempt is 6 yards. That's 26th among passers going into the game, going into the loss against the Steelers. But can Baker Mayfield, can the Browns be a playoff team if Baker Mayfield is playing at this level? He's got to be an upper tier quarterback. The Browns are 4-17-1 combined against Baltimore and Pittsburgh since 2015. And this is how you're going to be, you know, at the end of the year, you're going to see where you stand and can you steal a game from the Steelers and or Ravens. Now, beating the Bengals, that's one thing. Odell Beckham, 2 catches. Jarvis Landry, 3 catches. Odell Beckham had 4 targets. Jarvis Landry, 5 targets. I still think they're a running team. And, you know, but if you're, you should be able to take advantage of play action. And that was what I thought made the most sense for Baker Mayfield. Put him in a comfort zone, maybe have him in, you know, 2nd and 5, 3rd and 4, 3rd and 3. It's just I don't want him at 3rd and 9. Until he gets comfortable in there, that offense gets going, everybody seems to know what they're doing. Because the previous week, we had all figured out, right? Browns got it figured out. Odell Beckham was awesome. And then they face a Pittsburgh team, an elite defense there, and got completely shut down. Take a break. Last call for phone calls right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
I don't know why I'm fixated on the Browns, but I am. Browns entered yesterday leading the NFL in rushing, mostly because of what they did in the second half of games this year. In their four-game winning streak, they averaged 120 yards per game in the second half alone. They trailed for only six total minutes in the second half in those four consecutive wins, but yesterday was a different story. Yeah, if they can get a lead and establish the run or continue to run, then they're great. But back there to pass, Pittsburgh teed off on him yesterday, and he was banged up as well. But how do you feel if you're Case Keenum? You're watching Baker Mayfield get tossed around like a rag doll in the dryer, and all of a sudden you go, you know what? I think he's been hit enough. Case, get in there. Go in there and go in and take some hits. Let's see. Get some phone calls. Dave in California. Dave, good morning. What do you have for me today?
Good morning, Dan. How are you this morning?
Great.
First time, long time. 6 foot, a hard 195. So just the best and worst of the weekend. Best was obviously two game sevens in baseball. There's nothing obviously like a game seven. The worst was turning on the Braves-Dodger game and not hearing Joe Buck. It just feels kind of weak that Fox gives short shrift to baseball by shipping Joe Buck out to do an NFL game on a Sunday, when he did every game leading up to then, and we got to listen to a backup announcer. I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Well, football is king there, Dave. Joe Buck is a busy guy. But, yeah, they're going to keep him on the football. Now he gets to do the World Series, but that's why. Had that been the World Series, then it would be different. But Joe was going to do football. Yeah, Paul.
Joe had like six games last week, then Bucks, Packers, Bills, Chiefs tonight. World Series game one, game two. Thursday's got Giants-Eagles, then he's got game three, game four of the World Series. That's his week.
Why don't they give him Thursday off?
It's cooler.
It's the Giants and the Eagles.
This is good for him, though.
How about you get somebody on your roster? Give them a couple of reps here. It's a Thursday night game. Yes. I mean, come on. He's taking everybody's jobs here. He's like Mike Tirico. share some jobs for people. Yeah,
that being said, they have three times as many eyeballs on the Giants-Eagles as any single baseball game.
Yep. Jesse in Los Angeles. Hey, Jess, good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, DP, good morning.
Hey,
thanks for taking my call and squeezing me in. Positive Friday last week worked, come back complete. My best and the worst. My best, obviously, the Dodgers heading, heading to the series while the Astros came up short. The defense by Mookie and the two home runs last night were awesome. And it made me think, I can only imagine what it would have been like at Chavez Ravine with fans. But worse, Green Bay laying an absolute dud. That was so bad, I actually flipped over to the Jets and Dolphins games. And then I started to reassess my life at that point. So I turned the football off until game seven came on.
All right, thank you, Jesse. Yeah, you feel a little dirty sometimes watching games that you have no business watching. And I'm watching the Jets and the Dolphins. And I'm going, I think people who have relatives playing in the game might not be watching the Jets and the Dolphins. But I was. I wanted to see if Adam Gase and Greg Williams, the head coach and defensive coordinator, got into a fight on the sidelines. But there's no way that I'd make any changes right now. Because people say, oh, you got to fire the coach. I'm thinking, what is my goal? My goal is to continue to lose every game. I don't want to screw that up by bringing in somebody else. I'll let these guys continue to do what they're doing because our goal is to get Trevor Lawrence. Paul in Iowa. Hi, Paul.
Hey, DP, 5'11", 170. Awesome, thanks. Just a big old worst of the weekend. A Tulsa-based lawyer is repping 8 former Hawkeye players and demanding that the University of Iowa fires head coach Kirk Ferentz and AD Gary Barta amid racial allegations from former players. This is also the reason that they fired their strength and conditioning coach over the summer. And it seems like this just isn't going to go away until something bigger happens.
Yeah, I wonder about that. I saw that story, and you know, it's like a 21-page lawsuit here against Iowa and Kirk Ferentz. And they want $20 million and people fired. Billy in Iowa. Hey, Billy.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Hey, I've got a best and worst of the weekend. I'd actually like to start with my worst. Vikings going 1-5 at home against the winless Falcons. That doesn't get much worse than that. Best would actually have to be Kirk Cousins. You know, I've always been skeptical of Kirk kind of through the years. He's had his moments, but I think he's finally kind of on his way out the door.
I don't know. You just extended his contract. And thanks for the phone call, Billy. I mean, they doubled down on Kirk D. Cousins. So I don't know how you get out from underneath that. I'm trying to think who has underachieved more than the Vikings this year. Because that's a team I thought, okay, worst case scenario, they run the football, they play pretty good defense, and Kirk Cousins doesn't have to win games. Just game manage, don't lose games. And they're not playing defense, and he's throwing interceptions. Todd, what did you learn today?
Defenses will even be less likely to try to tackle Derrick Henry as the weather gets colder. Henry, a strong MVP candidate right now.
McLovin?
The Jets should just stay the course.
Yeah. Seton O'Connor?
John Smoltz was tipping his pitches.
Paul?
John Smoltz, not golfing today.
What we learned brought to you by Home Depot, giving a call out to all you pros who are working hard every day. Delivery options to get you what you need, exactly where you need it, so you can keep doing whatever it is to get the job done. That's the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Thanks for joining us. Seton Pauley, Fritzy McLovin, yours truly, here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.